This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle. Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. One fraudulent voter at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, there is a lot to talk about here on Agenda 21 Radio today. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news. Please feel free to email me at paul@a21r.com. Now, I get quite a few emails during the course of the day and evening, and those of you that are up late at night, and if you're on the East Coast, our show starts at night on KMYC live streaming. You can also go to TalkStream Live and pick up my picture there and click on it, because we'll be streaming live or streaming at 7 Pacific time to 10 Pacific time. That's in the evening. So with those on the East Coast, it starts at 10 p.m. And you can listen to us on KMYC live streaming. That's KMYC 1410 a.m. and 104.3 FM in Northern California. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. So many stories to get to today, and one of the main stories, one of the big stories that we're going to be talking about for the next couple of days is voter fraud. Yeah. Investigation being announced today by Donald J. Trump. We're going to talk about that in a second. Also, the immigration, he's rolling out today all of the bills, but his executive orders regarding immigration. We're going to detail some of those in the next hour. Also, what is going on in Chicago? Rahm Emanuel opens his mouth. Donald Trump puts his foot right in it. I guess, you know, Donald Trump was being criticized and maligned by Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago, and, of course, a very good friend to President Barack Hussein Obama. And as it turns out, don't throw rocks at glass houses, because Donald just rips, and we're going to be talking about that one. James Comey is still staying on as FBI director. I see there's a lot of things going on. I'm actually acting like a news broadcaster right now. But this is talk radio. We have tons of things going on, of course. Anyway, so James Comey is going to stay on as FBI director. Now, a lot of speculation about this. In the next hour, we're going to talk about the speculation because what does it mean that James Comey stays on? Is Trump seeking some sort of, getting some sort of guaranteed protection from Comey investigations in the funeral in the future? I don't know. Think about it. Is Donald Trump, you got to be impressed with the guy. You got to be impressed with the president. Even more so every single day as time goes by. And guess what? Stop orders issued for a number of departments under this president because Homeland Security, I think, is one of them. EPA is another one. I mean, they can't tweet. They can't do anything. Can't send out any electronic signals or messages to the media or the press whatsoever. Restrictions on what is going on in those departments. And there's going to be more. You have to ferret out those people inside that are seated inside that are trying to destroy this country. So I guess the hunting is going on for those people that are, well, doing things illegally within our own country. Sedition, anyone? Gee. Things are happening. Anyway, also a little bit of a hint. Jeanette Finicum, LaVoy Finicum's wife, is sponsoring her program up in John Day, Oregon. And we're going to be talking a little bit about that and how you can get tickets to go to that. This is going to be the presentation that LaVoy Finicum never gave. He's going to be giving that Saturday up in John Day, Oregon. So that's something that we're going to be talking about in a little bit. But let's get on to what's going on with voter fraud. Now, as you know, we have been featuring Katie Grimes and Megan Barth of ReaganBaby.com for the last month, 2 months, 3 months. And early on, following the June 7th primary here in California, we were all expecting that Bernie Sanders on the Democratic side would win and win big. And you've heard me chronicle my, even as early as when Katie Grimes first put out the article that was pointing to serious voter fraud in California. And so what she was saying was that there's a system, seems to be, that has developed, and this system has become systematized all throughout, well, the various county precincts, voting precincts throughout California, primarily in Los Angeles and Southern California. Now, we have known and heard stories for years about buses being utilized to bus people from poll to poll to poll. And they would vote. They would be the voters. Well, part of that piece had to come together in another place called Nevada. We found out that there was a template that was being molded and modified after California. In Nevada, there was a couple of things happening. This came out by our interview with Megan Barth of ReaganBaby.com, who will be on our show. I think we got her for Friday. I'm not sure. Also, Katie Grimes will be on with us on Friday. You'll get that on the Friday evening show. And also, we'll definitely replay it on the podcast. You have to listen to this because this voter fraud thing is huge. It's a major story. And these are the two ladies who put it all together. Now, that was one dot in the California primary that we were very suspicious about the voting outcome there because we knew that Bernie Sanders had won and won big, yet Hillary Clinton won. Okay, now flash forward to Nevada general election. Stan Vaughn, world chess champion running for the 15th Assembly District in Clark County, goes to vote on voting day. He goes to the poll, and they say, oh, Mr. Vaughn, you've already voted. Mr. Vaughn says, I did? Well, it was the chess grand champion of the world, Mr. Vaughn, who figured out that there was a template that was being used by Nevada. He sent out 10,000 letters with return addresses affixed and said to these were 10,000 registered voters in his district, in his assembly district. And guess what? 9,200 of them were returned to him. Gee, as does not live here, but people, you know, the names were crossed out and they postal people put things on there like address unknown, not at this address, vacant lot. So they started 9,200, but they all voted in the primary, in the election. Hello. Well, where did those votes come from? Well, we found out that there were buses that were coming from Commerce, California to Clark County, Nevada. Busloads of people, dozens of buses going from precinct to precinct voting. Do you think that's voter fraud? Do you think And, you know, it's kind of interesting in the story that they have on Fox News right now. It says President Trump announced Wednesday that he will be asking for a major investigation into alleged nationwide voter fraud a day after his press secretary was grilled on Trump's claims that 3 to 5 million people had voted illegally in Nevada. You know, it just so happens that we've been using that number, 3 to 5 million, on this radio show. Trump announced the move on Twitter and said that the probe will focus on those registered to vote in two states, those who are legal and even those registered to vote who are dead. Do you think maybe he hasn't named, they haven't named the states yet? I'm just out here in front of the story saying, do you think the two states could possibly be Nevada and California? What do you think? It was Hillary Clinton who's been boasting about her 3 million votes over Donald Trump in the general election. She won the popular vote. No, she didn't. You can't toss, you have to toss California. Now, my understanding, as the Senate Judiciary Committee prior to the election was considering censoring the votes from California or making a statement there because they suspected voter fraud going in before the election. That is big news, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Please feel free to email me at paul@agenda21radio.news. Thank you.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0. Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
21 Radio, and remember to visit our website at agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. Email me at paul@a21r.com. All right. Today, Donald Trump addresses Homeland Security at the Department of Homeland Security. And I'll tell you, he signs in more orders. Sanctuary cities up there. A whole bunch of things going on today. It's just absolutely a cavalcade of, we're pulling it back in. We're doing a gut check. We're going to become a legal, lawful nation again. None of this lawlessness that's out there. And Donald Trump naturally sets it straight. Speaking today, this is as he signed the executive orders regarding Homeland Security. Speaking today at Homeland Security, listen up.
We're in the middle of a crisis on our southern border. The unprecedented surge of illegal migrants from Central America is harming both Mexico and the United States, and I believe the steps we will take, starting right now, will improve the safety in both of our countries. It's going to be very, very good for Mexico. A nation without borders is not a nation. Beginning today, the United States of America gets back control of its borders, gets back its borders. I just signed two executive orders that will save thousands of lives, millions of jobs, and billions of dollars. These two orders are part of an immigration reform we outlined during the campaign. I want to emphasize that we will be working in partnership with our friends in Mexico to improve safety and economic opportunity on both sides of the border. I have deep admiration for the people of Mexico, and I greatly look forward to meeting again with the President of Mexico. We'll be doing that shortly. We will discuss close coordination on many, many important issues between our countries. This coordination includes the dismantling of cartels and keeping illegal weapons and cash from flowing out of America and into Mexico, out of our country, out of the United States, and it goes right into Mexico.
Let me hold you up on this one real quick, because I think it's really important. You heard him talk about the cartels. This is the first time we've had a president in 8 years mention the cartels. Naturally, if you're the president and you're gaining benefit from the cartels, as President Barack Hussein Obama has done, then naturally you're not going to say, oh, yeah, we're going to take out the cartels. No, but instead the answer by the president, the former president, President Barack Hussein Obama, was to allow the cartels carte blanche in the country. And that's where we have it today. California's overrun by the cartels. And, of course, the biggest example of cartel behavior is Chicago right now. How many people have to die this year in Chicago? And that's all because of cartels. And Rahm Emanuel has turned his back, just like the president, former President Obama, President Barack Hussein Obama. Rahm Emanuel has turned his back and said, cartels, whatever you want to do. He's just like Jerry Brown in California. Cartels, whatever you want to do. You want to denude the foothills and have your marijuana grows out there, your plantations, go right ahead. We'll just take everything away from the Department of Justice in California. We'll get rid of the Department of Narcotics Enforcement when I first become governor, and then guess what? Cartels, you can have free reign in California. That's Jerry Brown. Now, what's happening in Chicago? Same thing. Cartels are in Chicago. Mexican cartels right up the gut, right through the heartland of America, right into Chicago. And the killing spree has gone on. The city with the most stringent gun laws on lawful abiding citizens, I might add, just like California wants to be, right? What an example Chicago would be for California if, in fact, all these laws ultimately come to fruition. We need to return the Second Amendment back to the people of California, of course, and also the people of Chicago. Because remember, when citizens don't have guns, criminals do. Oh, did I mention also the government has guns? Maybe we can just wrap them up as criminals and government at the same time have guns and citizens don't. And we get into tyranny. I'm sorry, I just sort of lost my cool on that one.
They have to stop it. We have to stop it. We are going to save lives on both sides of the border. And we also understand that a strong and healthy economy in Mexico is very good for the United States. Very, very good. We want that to happen. By working together on a positive trade, safe borders, and economic cooperation, I truly believe we can enhance the relation between our two nations to a degree not seen before, certainly in a very, very long time. I think our relationship with Mexico is going to get better. Here's a brief summary of what actions are contained in my executive orders. The Secretary of Homeland Security, working with myself and my staff, will begin immediate construction of a border wall. So badly needed. You folks know how badly needed it is as a help, but very badly needed. This will also help Mexico by deterring illegal immigration from Central America and by disrupting violent cartel networks. As I've said repeatedly to the country, we are going to get the bad ones out, the criminals and the drug deals and gangs and gang members and cartel leaders. The day is over when they can stay in our country and wreak havoc. We are going to get them out, and we're going to get them out fast, and John Kelly is going to lead that way.
John Kelly, Department of Homeland Security. Just confirmed, sworn in.
Our order also does the following. Ends the policy of catch and release at the border. Requires other countries to take back their criminals. They will take them back. Cracks down on sanctuary cities. Empowers ICE officers to target and remove those who pose a threat to public safety. Calls for the hiring of another 5,000 Border Patrol officers. Calls for the tripling the number of ICE officers. And you both do an incredible job, but you need help. You need more. Creates an Office of Homeland Security dedicated to supporting the victims of illegal immigrant crime. For years, the media has largely ignored the stories of Americans and lawful residents victimized by open borders. To all of those hurting out there, I repeat to you these words. We hear you, we see you, and you will never, ever be ignored again.
Amazing, isn't it? It's amazing what just a little bit of leadership will do. And Donald Trump showing the leadership right now as president number 45. President Donald J. Trump taking it to the streets, literally. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same result for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We will face challenges. We will confront hardships. But we will get the job done.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, another very, very big day for the president, President Donald J. Trump, president number 45, 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. You know, it's kind of interesting. Every day is a big day now. I mean, you talk about events moving quickly. Everybody was always just overwhelmed by all the different things that were happening with the left just throwing media, fake stories, false news, blah, 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 blah. All the time from President Barack Hussein Obama, false flags here, people being blown up there, and of course in the Middle East, I believe in Somalia today, there was a major set of explosions that went off, and Al Qaeda is claiming responsibility for that. Anyway, one of the big things that's coming up, because today was a big signing for immigration, it was announced it was going to be signed. And listen, I know that there were a lot of people that were really, really anxious. I know some of my compadres who I've been, that was Spanish for friends, have been calling me and wanting to know, when is Trump going to take on immigration? Well, here it is today. It's happened. Now, one of the big questions about is DACA, which is the Dreamers Act, which is the Dreamers Directive, basically, by President Barack Hussein Obama. It's sort of, you know, anybody who was not born in the United States but came with their parents as children could apply for DACA. Now, what that meant was you could stay, you could finish your education, the pathway to citizenship. It meant a lot of things, but it was way out of line because the president at the time, President Barack Hussein Obama, was basically opening the doors and doing everything he possibly can do to get more people to vote Democratic and yada, yada, yada. Okay, now, this has been a big concern because it involves kids, people who are basically innocent from coming across the border with their parents when they were younger, 2 or 3 or 4 years old. They're still not citizens. And this was the pathway by which they came up with it, the Dreamers Act, the so-called. It was going to be an act, but it wasn't. It was regulated, or it was put in place by executive fiat, if you will, by President Barack Hussein Obama. Now, Sean Spicer, in his press conference today, because it was not addressed by Donald Trump in his press conference, and I knew it wouldn't be because of the sensitivity to it all. Now, this has been a big bone of contention on the conservative side. I know. Everybody's wondering, he's going to be soft. I saw some headlines yesterday, and I got a couple calls yesterday. He's turning on us on the immigration issue. I said, no, he's not. He hasn't gotten around to it. Come on. The guy's got a stack of paperwork on his desk. Let him get through it. So today was Immigration Day. They had big announcements. Homeland Security, you got the wall going in. Ends catch and release. Sanctuary cities, they're going to come in like gangbusters into sanctuary cities. And those cities like Chicago and Los Angeles and all the 400-plus sanctuary cities in California, watch out. Watch out. Hiring more ICE and Border Patrol agents and so on. That was the big announcement today. But what about those Dreamers? So Sean Spicer is a sort of a follow-up. In his press conference today, answers part of that question.
Ori Montenegro from Telemundo.
Thank you, Sean. With regards to the executive order the president will be signing today regards to the wall, it's already been estimated that it will cost billions of dollars. Has the administration figured out how Mexico will pay for this? And do you have any guarantee from Republicans in Congress that they will provide all of the funding necessary to see this project come to completion? Also, about 2 days ago, you were asked about DACA.
Yeah.
And some of the Dreamers, as they are known, have lots of questions regarding what is their future.
Right.
I mean, do they continue to apply? Those have that apply for renewal, will their applications be processed? And with regards to stripping funding from your sanctuary cities, what fundings are we talking about with regards to that?
Thanks, Lori. I think what with respect to the last part of that first, what the executive order does is it directs the secretary to look at ways that look at funding streams that are going to these cities of federal monies and figure out how we can defund those streams. So part of this is a directive to the secretary to look at those funding streams and then figure out how they can be cut off. So that's what the actual order directs them to do. The first part with respect to DACA, I've talked about this a couple days. The order today doesn't specifically deal with that. We will have further updates on the rest of the president immigration agenda further in the week. But as I've mentioned before, I think the president will talk about it in an interview tonight, but his priority is first and foremost people who are in this country that seek to do us harm. And he understands, I mean, the president understands the magnitude of this problem. He's a family man. He understands. He has a huge heart. And he understands the significance of this problem. But he's going to work through it with his team in a very humane way to make sure that he understands, that he respects the situation that many of these children are in that were brought here. But his priority with respect to immigration is first and foremost making sure that people who are in this country that are seeking to do us harm or have committed a crime are at the forefront of that. Francesca Chambers.
So there you have it. He's taking it under consideration and still being considered. But I want to bring this out to my conservative friends. It's not that Donald Trump is running from the issue. No, they're working with the issue. This is sometimes, you know, used to be a school superintendent and administrator, so I get all this stuff. There's a time lag and there's procedures that you have to follow to get things done administratively. This is all the management part of what goes on. And it's not that he has not and will not address the issue of DACA. He's going to address the issue. Will it be what you want? Probably not. You know, sending all these Dreamers back, it probably won't be that. Will it be something in between? Probably. Maybe. I don't know. But I know that he's not running from the issue. I just want to make that very, very clear. He's not running. We might not like the... Listen, I got to tell you, there's things so far I don't like about some of the stuff Donald Trump has done. I have some serious questions about the education secretary. But I'm not going to badmouth her until I give her a chance because I do trust the fact that Donald Trump put her in that place because he thinks in his position it might be the best thing. Now, I've got some serious questions, Common Core, all this other stuff. that we're not going to have that. I won't tolerate that from her. But, you know, we will come down on that. But right now, my point is this. He does not seem to be afraid to take on the issues. And DACA is an issue. So all my conservative friends out there and all the phone calls I was getting, hey, back off. He's going to address it. But again, I'm going to say we might not like the result of all that. Because you're dealing with kids. That's the problem. You see, this is the problem, the insidious nature of what happened with President Barack Hussein Obama. Now, Donald Trump has to clean it up. But the insidious nature is, here you had a president who was incompetent, Barack Hussein Obama. He was absolutely incompetent. He could not pass any kind of Dreamers Act through the Congress because he lacked the skills to do it. He'd never passed one law on his own coming in. He had no idea. Of course, Donald Trump. You say, well, he's never passed. No, he's a businessman. He's a doer. He's a billionaire. And what was Barack Hussein Obama? Nothing. He had done nothing in his life. That's the point. Donald Trump is a doer. He's taking the initiative. He's dealing with it. He's getting out in front. This is what good leaders do. And in fact, you're going to get to a point where you're not going to be hearing a lot about different laws that are being taken and put in place, or there things are happening and things start smoothing out. I'll tell you an example. You business people, you small business owners out there, there's going to be regulations that are going to be dumped like crazy. And you won't even know the effect of it until a year from now, and you'll realize, wow, this is really good for the bottom line of my business. And you're going to just, this is what happened with Ronald Reagan when he cut taxes, when all the things, the regulations started to go away. It took him 2 years. Now, we've learned from Ronald Reagan. That's what's happened here. They're applying Ronald Reagan tactics right up front. They don't have to wait 2 years because we remember it took us, 2 years to get the taxes slashed to begin with. And then people said, what about regulations? Oh, yeah, we'll do those too. So that 2 year lag time is gone. From this administration, they learn from that experience. This is the thing that just drove me nuts. When we get Keynesian in as president, he had no idea about supply-side economics and the way it works. But anyway, Donald Trump does. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same result for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. And you know, I am just a little giddy, actually, watching Donald J. Trump, President Trump, go to business, go to work. And it's only been, what, 5 or 6 days? So you got Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Okay, so it's been 5.5 days because he's at the half day on Friday. So 5.5 days. What is he doing? He's turning government upside down. Isn't it about time? Now, all of you in government who are Obamaites, it's a new day, my friends. It's a new day. Welcome to the United States of America. Again, we're open for business. The open sign is on the border. Not like open borders, but we're open for business. It's a whole new country. And strengthening the borders just happened today. We will not be a country without borders. That's exactly what happened today. Is exactly what the globalist worst nightmare is. Borders became strengthened all around the United States of America. Sanctuary cities, watch out. Now, people are going to sanctuary restaurants. What's up with that? Sanctuary restaurants? My gosh. Sanctuary cities, I'm sorry, guys, but it's over. O-V-E-R. Now, if you want to resist, if you want to, like Laura, I think a legislator out of California says, we're going to fight you in the streets. Really? You're going to fight us in the streets? You're going to fight the President of the United States in the streets, Jerry Brown? Or your minions, Jerry Brown, out of California? Because they want to separate and form their own country. 2 years to do it, basically. That's the window. And who would be your leader? See, I get very easily swayed when we start talking about this breakup of California. Who would be your leader, Cal Exit? President Barack Hussein Obama? Oh, I'm sorry, ex-President Barack Hussein. Oh, you'd have a world-class leader right there leading California into oblivion. My take on everything that's going to happen to California, let's play it out that Cal Exit happens. There's resistance from sanctuary cities, and everybody wants to get rid of California in the Republic. So they go to the states, and the states say, yeah, get rid of California. Drop that star right off the flag. We go to 50 states, and California, you can be going on your own little way. Of course, we don't put any thought into any of this, like how you make a transition and what the military is going to look like to defend the borders. Interesting speculation. I was talking to Dave Hodges last night, and we were talking about, well, let's play this out. If, in fact, California becomes its own nation, it's a huge economy, right? Now, they say that we're ninth, we're like fifth or sixth in the world in the economy of California. Those are old numbers because the economy has drastically declined, especially if you take out high tech. California is not even near that now. We're probably more like nine in the world. Now, that's a big deal. Since the United States of America is number one, we're the biggest contributor of all the states in the union. So put that in perspective. But here's my point. What would happen if we become a major military power in California, as Pacifica or whatever the nation might be called? What would that mean to the other 49 states? I mean, after all, this whole CalExit thing is a creation of lawlessness to begin with. Outside entities that want to take away and break up the United States and claim their own portion. See, this has been the thing that's been really kind of curious. The Europeans and the church have really, the Catholic Church in particular, have really been pouring a lot of resources into immigration, illegal immigrants, and so on, into California, even to the point where their Jesuit governor of California has opened up voter registration for driver's license for illegals. Illegals can get driver's license. Oh, by the way, they can sign up and vote. Well, they shouldn't vote, but they can sign up and register. There's nothing stopping them from registering to vote, and that's all because Jerry Brown opened that up. So if those people go out and vote, that could be millions of votes. Now, that's one of the things that they're talking about with Donald Trump. We're talking about this earlier, that, gee whiz, Donald Trump is going to come out and investigate voter fraud. Now, there's two states potentially, and I'm going to put it out there right now, California and Nevada. I think those are the two states. Why do I say that? Because they're the only ones that have really had any sizable fraud that people can point to and have had newspaper articles specifically outlining the fraud that took place. And, of course, in Nevada, you've got Stanley Vaughn, the world chess champion, who is running for the 15th Assembly District in Clark County, and he finds out when he goes to vote, he says, oh, Mr. Clark, Mr. Vaughn, you've already voted. I have. Yes, you have. You've already, it's right here. Somebody voted for you, or you voted for yourself, right? Here, if you don't believe it, here's a vote. Here's a ballot. You can take one of these ballots, a provisional ballot, and you can vote. Just so you feel good about yourself. We won't count the ballot, but, you know, you already voted, right? Detecting fraud. He runs his own investigation and finds out of 10,000 potential voters in Clark County that he surveyed, 9,200 of them are fraudulent. Hello? Don't you think Donald Trump heard that? Nevada and California, those are the two states. My point is this, California standing alone as a nation, without the other 49 states, without the Constitution, without the inalienable rights, will sink and fall flat. And what will it become? I'll tell you right now what it'll become as it tanks with no defense and anything. It'll become a theocracy. Mark my words. A theocracy in which the Pope is in charge of California. That's the goal. I'm telling you, that is the goal. I mean, it has nothing to do with the Catholic faith. Or the faithful out there, we're not talking about that. We're talking about church leadership. And to all my good friends that are Catholics, and they've said, Paul, you're on the right track. This Pope is dirty. There's something wrong with the Pope. The only Jesuit Pope, I might add, in Catholic history. Hello, might be a clue as to what is going on there with this Pope. And a lot of people are concerned. I understand the concern. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same result for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
This is your day, this is your celebration, and this, the United States of America, is your country.
Well, how does it feel to have your country back? I mean, seriously, how does it feel to have your country back? Isn't that a neat feeling? Anyway, coming up to the end of the hour, visit our website at agenda21radio.news. And also, if you want to listen in on the morning shows, from 6 to 12, Red State Talk Radio carries, this is Pacific Time, carries at Agenda 21 Radio on the premier channel from 6 to 9, and then from the encore channel from 9 to 12. And boy, are we just banging it out of the park in terms of listenership right now. Really appreciate the new listeners that are coming on board for Agenda 21 Radio, and the comments I'm getting from everybody on the emails, and it's really neat. I got to tell you, it's really neat. Some of them not so good. Where do you get your facts? Well, at least I get facts as opposed to the main. I'm going to call it the nude stream media because they're nude. They're naked. They're naked from. They have no news. Anyway, a couple of things that we're going to be covering up next for Donald Trump. Guess what? He's going to reduce U.S. involvement in the United Nations. That might mean that we might be out of the United Nations. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to take a big stick to the United Nations. You watch. That's going to happen. Also, May. Yeah, May, the leader of Great Britain, tells Trump they can lead the world. And, of course, that big Brexit thing that's going on over there. Yeah, Brexit, Great Britain leaving the European Union. That's what she's talking about. It's going to be the United States of America and Great Britain leading the world in democracy, capitalism. Oh, you communist socialist, you hate that term now, don't you? But that's okay. The rest of us like it. Anyway, as we say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.